From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In Libya, the violence is reported to be continuing, with backers of leader Muammar Gaddafi appearing to heed his call to strike back against anti-government protesters. There are reports of armed militiamen roaming the streets of the Libyan capital, firing weapons into the air. However, in other Libyan cities, anti-Gaddafi forces appear to have the upper hand. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in eastern Libya.
We are seeing young pro-democracy fighters armed to the teeth with looted weapons from army caches. Some of them are wearing face masks. Others are wearing bright orange vests and helping with traffic. It's a very mixed bag. But where I am, you can still hear sporadic shooting pretty consistently. This is an uneasy calm. People see what is happening in the West in Tripoli and wonder, what if Gaddafi rallies? What will happen to them here? Will there be repercussions?
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. The White House says even as President Obama has ordered the Justice Department to stop defending the constitutionality of a law prohibiting same-sex marriage, Mr. Obama is dealing with his own personal views on the matter. White House spokesman Jay Carney says while the president has opposed the Defense of Marriage Act as unnecessary, the president's views have not changed. Obama in January said he was privately wrestling with whether gay couples should have the right to marry. Mr. Obama has said he does believe in allowing strong civil unions. Small businesses play a big role in this year's economic report of the president. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the annual blueprint that was made public today.
The president's annual economic report says now that the worst of the recession has passed, the challenge is achieving the right kind of sustainable growth. White House economist Austin Goolsbee says for the first time, the report includes a chapter devoted to support for small businesses.
We all know that small business has been one of the big drivers of net job creation in the U.S., and that small business was hit especially hard by this downturn.
The report also focuses on ways to encourage business investment and exports. Both of those were underemphasized in the economy of the last decade. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
An unexpected leap in sales of existing homes last month. The National Association of Realtors, the industry's main trade group, says sales rose 2.7% in January. Walter Maloney is the group's spokesman and says quite a few of those sales involve so-called distress properties.
Distress sales, 37% of the market, 38%. They've been hovering at that level. All cash sales at a record high, 32%. So you've got a lot of investors coming in taking advantage. Cash is king.
Home prices, meanwhile, are at a nine-year low. The median price of an existing home is down 3.7% from a year ago to $158,800. A down day on Wall Street. Financial markets fell sharply for a second day on concerns about Mideast violence and the continued rise in oil prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 107 points to close at 12,105. The Nasdaq lost 33 points. The S&P 500 fell 8 points today. You're listening to NPR. Indiana state senators who fled the state capitol to avoid a vote on a controversial measure that would take away collective bargaining rights for some public employees, so they won't be returning to the state house today. However, Democrats say they are ready to negotiate with Republicans to stop pushing what they called a radical agenda against working families. The Indiana lawmakers took a page from their counterparts in Wisconsin, who carried out a similar action. In Wisconsin, that state's Republican Governor Scott Walker has put forth a plan that would strip most public employees of their collective bargaining rights, forcing them to pay more for health care and retirement benefits. The International Olympic Committee wants to know more about a possible illicit deal for votes in the host city bidding for the 2010 Winter Games in Vancouver. NPR's Howard Berkus reports the deal was disclosed in a new book about the Vancouver Olympics.
Vancouver Olympic CEO John Furlong writes in his book that he had a deal with backers of Moscow's bid for the 2016 Summer Games. Russia's three IOC members would vote for Vancouver's Winter Olympics bid if Vancouver helped Moscow prepare its Summer Olympic campaign. Vancouver won the 2010 contest by just 3 votes. An IOC spokeswoman initially told NPR that the people involved are not governed by the IOC's ethics rules. But after NPR quoted those rules, which clearly cover bidding cities, the IOC decided to ask Furlong for more details. The ethics rules were bolstered a decade ago after a bidding scandal involving the Salt Lake City Olympics. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Abbott Labs says a federal judge has overturned a $1.67 billion judgment against the pharmaceutical maker. That's in a case dealing with patents on the company's best-selling drug, Humira. Abbott's drug sold global sales of $6.5 billion last year. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.